Newsline, March 13th to 19th, 2011. Indeed, the news still broke the hearts of everyone, the quake with the other derivative problems. The follow-up report's also in a parallel mode with your local station, but I think it would be better to announce the schedule for the alternate broadcast. I don't know if it is our local broadband TV provider or from your station, the audio broadcast from your local station would be better in bilingual, as is in the first few days instead of live interpretation with English only, because it is somewhat difficult and confused to hear the sounds of the reporter and the explanation from the scientist. The attitude from Japan local and overseas media have different approaches on the accidents after a few days. Overseas media mainly focuses on the worst-case scenario for the nuclear emergency, and may somewhat exaggerate the impacts and consequences of the accident, while Japan mainly concerns the broadcast to citizens on how the plants operate, the structure, potential problems aroused, etc. Relatively more rational, I would say, at least minimizing the public concern after shock. While overseas media or the IAEA also pinpoint the problem is that did the Japanese government hide something about the explosions or not? I just hope there would be less bad news and the highest respect to all staff in the Fukushima plant and firefighters involved for the cooling off working. The pinch of nuclear emergency shows the calmness, integrity and volunteering of the Japanese, while it is a shame for all Chinese and Hong Kong people for grabbing salt on the last Thursday because of fearing radiation impact. I just blamed and scolded those who fell in that. It's ridiculous. See how the Tokyo citizens are still calm. So why are we so frightened? Maybe Japanese culture helps me a lot to be optimistic and gambale for every aspect. Therefore, at a broad view, I think Japan is still safe in many places. Even it is still okay to travel to Western Japan. Of course, it's just a saying to others because Japan is still suffering a great consequence after shock. As a human being, there is no need to add on the burden to a country. Another news gave the hope to the citizens and at this critical moment, the nearly finished Tokyo Skytree, a brand new sport and representation of Tokyo and Japan. What Japanese are now needed are such positive news and stories from the places aftershock to enhance warmness from people in Japan and around the world. Sacrifices, selflessness, and the disciplines are the things that every people can see in the world from your citizens. Gambare Nippon, Gambare Tohoku.